Although they've released a pretty wide variety of music to date, Odori is nonetheless a somewhat surprising album for the Hefty label, who seem to be branching out even more in the past year or so. A piano album at heart, this debut by Radical Fashion, young Japanese artist Hirohito Aihara, is both highly textural and highly melodic, with elegant piano compositions bumping up against electronic augmentation and some downright experimental moments. Aihara has said that one of his earliest musical influences is Piano Concerto in G Major by Maurice Ravel, and while his debut album is obviously not cut from the same cloth, it does take that impressionistic style and distills it throughout. While the overall styles of the tracks on the release vary a fair amount, it's never something that feels jarring, and the short running lengths combined with the high attention to detail actually works in the album's favor. After opening with the short track of wet-sounding percussion, the album really unfolds on the beautiful Sunna. The 4-minute track is split into several different sections, as more frantic opening moments give way to a more reflective section before racing off again. In the final portion, the track dissolves into a haunting string coda. Thousand follows, and takes a repeating piano phrase and chops it into stuttering bits, building the piece slowly over the course of several minutes before some shaky beat programming brings it all home. As previously mentioned, the release is surprisingly varied, with nearly every piece reflecting piano work in some way. Shusetsu takes a more bold composition and juxtaposes it with clipped breathing sounds and high-frequency electronic pings. Shunpudo takes short samples of female voice syllables and then mingles them alongside microsamples of piano chords and droning strings for a track that's remarkably similar to what one would expect from the books. Elsewhere, Toko is almost pure sparkling ambient washes, while Photo Dynasmo seems to take several of the elements previously introduced in the album and pull them together into a track that sounds different than anything that came before it. So it goes for the album closing track as well, which takes the same percussive elements heard in the first track and layers a meditative piano piece in behind them. The whole release is over in just over 33 minutes, and the circular nature of the album and subtlety of it all just begs for repeated listens. Straddling the line between modern technology and classical sensibility, Odori is an excellent debut.